How to use lifetime compost tumbler.
A lot of home products go to trash simply because we can't find a purpose for them. At home, we have leftovers that we throw away, old newspapers that we've already read, and even some dried leaves and plants after cleaning up the yard. While throwing these items out is always an option, many householders are exploring for solutions to make better use of the garbage they generate.
Learning how to compost helps homeowners to transform their trash into compost, which adds life to their grass and garden. How to use lifetime compost tumbler.
A compost tumbler, green and brown materials, oxygen, heat, and water are the five key requirements for good lifetime compost tumbler. This is only the tip of the iceberg. How you combine these materials will decide the quality of your compost.
Lifetime provides rotating compost containers that make composting easier than ever before. Read also. What cannot be added in a compost tumbler? What is compost?
You may be wondering what compost is.
What distinguishes it from fertilizer? Why is it worthwhile to make and plant in my garden? Fortunately, all of those questions have answers. Compost is literally degraded organic materials. Food leftovers and dried plant life from around your house and yard can be used to create organic materials.
Compostable materials are natural materials that break down into rich soil rich in nutrients that stimulate bacteria that help in the growing process.
Compost is just dirt that may be utilized to stimulate development in your lawn and garden.
You say that sounds like fertilizer?
Compost differs from fertilizer in that it nourishes the soil, whereas fertilizer feeds the plants.
Compost is utilized to improve the soil surrounding your plants, resulting in a healthy food source for your plants. Another distinction is how compost is obtained as opposed to fertilizer. Composting materials are readily available to the majority of homes.
Read also. What should you place in a compost tumbler? Is it necessary to add dirt to the compost tumbler?
If available, add horse manure or good soil to get the compost started.
Alternatively, you may purchase a compost activator.
Do this for the first two batches, and never clean your tumbler again.
In the winter, how often should you turn your compost tumbler?
There is no need to turn the compost pile during the winter months because doing so would merely result in heat loss from the pile's interior. This can further impede the breakdown process.
Instead, wait until the pile has completely thawed in the spring before turning it.
Can I compost grass clippings in my tumbler?
Most compost tumblers recommend filling your barrel with around 75% grass clippings or green equivalent and 25% additional material such as kitchen trash.
This differs from the standard brown-green mix in open piles or heaps.
What decomposes the quickest?
Because bacteria are responsible for trash breakdown, focusing on introducing items that are simpler to digest will result in a speedier process. Because wood is heavy in lignin, trash such as grass clippings and shredded paper decompose quicker than wood.
Don't include meat, dairy, or oils in your pile.
Conclusion. If you're ready to start composting your kitchen scraps and yard trash, Lifetime has the ideal compost tumblers for you.
You may get excellent offers on Lifetime composters by visiting lifetime.com. Submit. Cancel.
Thanks for your feedback. That's all, folks.
This post is from webgardener.com.
Thank you for listening.